Beasley with Martin Bester.
Exciting things happening this weekend. Obviously, Springbok Rugby. Yes. Also, a marathon, a marathon that you can run in and take part in. Actually, say in your life that you ran with Zola Butt. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. Zola, bye-bye, welkom in die atelier. Lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Bye, dankie. Lekker om jou te wees.
You have one of those most recognizable names in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's one of the names that everybody would know. I know Felicity was saying, hey?
Yeah, I'm going to be very honest with you. I said to myself, I'm not going to fangirl. I'm not going to fangirl. But little Felicity at this moment is literally going, what? Studio. This is so cool. Five, yeah, this is a toilet year.
How did you take it all in? Because I think so many young people and athletes in this country could learn so much from you. And I think that is also mm-hmm. the point yesterday, tomorrow of this marathon, is because, I mean, you have been there and back. You have taken it all in coming with having the most recognizable name in the country. I mean, it comes with lots of ups and downs, right?
Yeah.
There are some things you want to hear mm-hmm. and some things you don't want to see.
Yeah.
How did you deal with all of that?
It's a tough one because it's good to hear the positive, but then the negative can be very negative as well.
Yeah.
And I think in the beginning I took it very personal, and then at one time I just decided it doesn't matter what people think, I just gonna live my life, because you can't live your life according to other people's morals and values and
perceptions,
yes,
opinions and stuff,
yes,
because all you wanted to do really is just run. And running was incredibly important. I mean, as much as I think most of us think we know you because you've got such a recognizable name.
Yeah.
I mean, Zola Bud.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are so many things about you that I still didn't know to this day. Like, for instance, the reason you started running, it was a personal thing, right?
Yeah, it's always been personal to me. So running was almost my escape.
Yeah.
So after my sister died when I think I was 14 years old, it's almost as though a whole family structure imploded. And my savior at that time was to go out running. And there was a nice group at the school, and the kids there was very supportive, and I sort of found my niche there.
Yeah, your escape.
Yeah.
I think that is the case for many South Africans.
It is. And that, you know, people always over-talk about what Madiba talks about when he talks about the power of sport. But your name became so synonymous with South Africa in a time when I think historically, politically, things were very complicated. And you opted to keep running, which I think, in retrospect, many will applaud now. But how difficult was it to decide, okay, I want to keep doing this and I'm going to head over to England so I can continue on this path?
I think initially it was just pure ignorance from my side.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what you call tunnel vision. You see, you have the opportunity to run international, but nobody warns you about the consequences. So it's pure ignorance. But to stick to it for how many years, I think that was tough, yes.
It's one of the things, I must be honest with you, Zola, that I don't get is running a lot.
No,
okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I do have friends that run a lot, and they tell me they find a kind of a peace and a solace because it's you. For long periods of time, you don't have to communicate with people. You said you found your escape in running specifically. What is it? What is it? How do you find peace?
I think it's different for everybody. So how I find my peace in running is different for the next person. So it's a very personal thing. So I can't really label it as one thing. For me, it was inner peace. That was what running, and still is for me. That's what running gives me. But it might be something else for somebody else.
Can I ask, why barefoot?
At that time, we just didn't have shoes. I mean, it was just as simple as that. The only shoes we had at that time was those white Dunlop tackies that you played hockey, netball, everything in. So, and there weren't any proper shoes, so I just didn't have shoes.
And was it uncomfortable to adjust to shoes?
Yes, but then I have to clarify that we ran a lot barefoot on the grass and on roads and stuff like that, on gravel roads. So our running on the roads were minimum. So it was mostly barefoot running. Yeah.
Did you know that she has a PhD in higher education, leadership and administration?
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no idea.
Where did you get this from?
I got that in America at Coastal Carolina University. Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm. It's like just when you know you thought you knew someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are so many things we're going to talk about this morning. Thank you for hanging with us. We're obviously going to get to the marathon tomorrow that you have an opportunity to run with Zola Badam. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Zola Badam on the show this morning.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Ons spesiale gas in die ateljee volgende is Zola Bad. Ek ons het dalk nie 'n hardloop in gemeen nie, Zola, maar ek is ook baie lief vir diere en ek het 'n paar honde en ander diere. Basically a traveling circus. Maar jy is ook lief vir jou diere. Jy het 'n hond?
6, ja.
Oh. Hey.
6.
Ja.
Okay, jy wen. Ek het net 4. Hoe onthou jy almal se name?
Ek het net een naam vir almal. Kan nie daai woord hier herhaal nie.
Tell us just now.
Yes,
my is lief vir hulle.
Ja, my gunsteling is Spook. Dis 'n Malinois en dan die ander netjie is Moose wat van Amerika af saamgekom het. Sy so regte Conway special daar van die plot areas af.
Spook en Moose.
Ja, en dan sal nog 'n klomp ander, maar meeste van hulle is my man se honde, ja.
Okay. Ja. Oh, very, very cool. Enige ander diere of net die honde?
Die ganse en hoenders en 'n papegaai.
So dis pas like Martin. Yeah.
It's beginning to sound very familiar. Yeah. This amazing. Nou, daar's net gou 'n paar boodskapies vir jou, net gou hierso.
I think the first time I was able to actually take note of what the Olympics were, the first name I heard from my parents is Zola Bad. Come watch Zola Bad. She runs barefoot. Come watch her. And yeah, basically that got me hooked onto athletics.
Nice.
What an amazing show. For all die feit dat Zola Bad op is, ek wil net vir haar sê, ek dink sy was 'n inspirasie vir ongelooflike baie meisiekindertjies op daai tyd. Ek kan onthou toe ek groot geword het, met die naam van Zola Bad en Nick Bester. En ek was mal oor hardloop. Sy's 'n crazy, crazy mal oor hardloop. En ek dink sy het net die deur oopgemaak.
Dat jong was, het ek 'n plakboek gehad. So ek wil net sê, ek het 'n Zola plakboek gehad. En as daar 'n berig was van Zola, het ek hom in my plakboek gehad. So jy was vir my 'n ongelooflike inspirasie.
Ek wonder of sy nog steeds daai plakboek het.
That would be amazing.
How did you deal with fame? Because having a recognizable name like Zola Bud and being as good as you are, with that comes the good and with that comes the bad. When you do something right, everybody loves it. You're all over the news. My gosh, when you do something wrong or something that people don't like, it is an international disaster. And I don't think many people realize the impact of that and what goes on behind the scenes.
I have a simple motto I live by: keep it as simple as possible. So the more simple things stay, the less can go wrong. And then the other one is always remember where you come from. So it's almost a saying of, are your foot op die grond en jou hand en jou voet in op die grond. So,
okay. But when it comes to things that happen that make the news, like the Mary Decker situation, I don't think people realize how big that was. On a day, no one is equipped to deal with something that extraordinary.
Mm, and that's sudden.
And that's sudden, am I right? I mean, it's like, what can young kids and people that go through stuff in life learn from the way that you handled it? Because we all think things happen in our lives and it's the worst thing.
Mm.
But my goodness.
When you were hear, so young as well.
I mean, you hear the behind the scenes stories and explanations of what happened in that time. I don't think many people realize. How the hell do you deal with that?
At that time, it was actually, I think I just go numb when you don't think or actually realize what's happening to you, which is, in essence, it's a way of dissociation. So to protect yourself, so you don't really know what's happening to you. I remember after the Olympics, there were death threats, so the police came and escorted us right onto the next to the airplane, yeah, and didn't even go through customs or anything.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like a police escort out of the stadium.
Out of the stadium. I stayed with my mom the night after the incident, and they came and fetched us from there and drove us right up to the plane, and on the plane we got and off we went. So
death threats?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Multiple death threats.
They were probably serious. Otherwise, the police wouldn't have showed up.
I would imagine, and it's the something like that happens to something that you love so much, which is running, and you didn't stop. It doesn't stop you. I think that for me personally is the lesson, because I think you're talking about disassociation. I think a lot of people would deal with big events or traumatic events and stuff by just cutting it out of their life. But that's not necessarily the right way of dealing with it. Am I right?
I think there was a time when I didn't want to continue running internationally after the Olympics, and I was more or less in a situation where I didn't really have a choice. That's a story for another day. But up to now, running has always been running itself, not the sport of running. Because there's running and then there's competitive running.
Okay.
So when I talk about running, it's running that I do for myself. It's always been an intrinsic way to my being. It's a way of just, I don't know why I run. It's just like, it's like breathing to me. Very intrinsic to me. So,
do you follow running still? Are you still a fan of the sport? Do you know what's going on? I mean, our runners at the moment are doing so well, Kola.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple in the last few years. I think probably in terms of icon status, Caster Semenya faced big challenges, made a huge splash on her arrival. Prudence Ekotiso on the 800 meters, she's doing great things, second fastest time in the world so far. Are any of these ladies picking your interest?
Yeah, I'm a keen supporter of running, but I'm not really a spectator type and follow athletics that much. I have too much else going on in my life. And then I coach athletes as well. So I'm very hands-on in running and coaching. So by the time I get home at night, I don't want to watch athletics. So yes, I try to live a balanced life, because I'm always also a counselor at this high school.
Okay.
So that take up a lot of my time.
Okay.
But of the current mob, not a South African, but a Kenyan triple Olympian, Faith Kipyegon, yesterday tried to break the 4-minute mile, which has not been done or achieved by a woman just yet. Yes, it's not an official record, and she didn't quite make it. I'll have it in my bulletin, but the endeavor, I think, is phenomenal and applaudable.
Yes, definitely. I think the way women's running have improved, if you look at it, maybe statistically, women's running have improved much more than men's running over the last few years. And I think it's commendable for women that eventually we're getting the recognition that we wanted all along. Mm-hmm. In 1992 was the first 10K for women at the Olympics.
Oh.
1984 was the first marathon for women at the Olympics. We've come a long way for women running, and I think that's really...
Are some of your records still standing?
I'm not sure. I don't really care. It's like records are there to be broken. It's something you do, and then move on.
I actually think there are some of your junior records.
I think some of my South African junior records are still standing, and maybe maybe my junior mile record, world record, is still standing. I'm not sure.
I will check up for you. I'll put it on a poster. That is just incredible. Listen, you have an opportunity to run with this absolute legend of South Africa, Zola Budd. And I'll tell you more about that next time.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
As I said many times before, Zola Budd's got one of those names that is so recognizable. In fact, what was your reaction when you realized that your name was used to name a taxi in South Africa? I mean, it's called Zola Budd's. That's when you know. Your name has landed. That is so cool.
Yeah, that's a huge privilege for me. Nowadays, they laugh at me when I say my name is Zola, because they don't recognize me anymore as a person.
Oh, wow.
they probably think I named after a taxi.
my name is Zola, but... Oh, that's so cool.
Well, a couple of years ago, went to a Springbok practice, and Lars Botha was there trying to convince his daughter that he used to be a Springbok. They didn't believe him.
What?
When they were in high school. They didn't believe that he was a Springbok.
And there's another name. You know, if you think about famous sporting names in South Africa that you don't have to explain to people. It's the Nas Boetas. Bruce Fordyce is another guy like that.
Yeah.
You crossed the finish line with him, was it in 2012?
2012, yes.
The Comrades,
yes.
That's cool.
Yes, that was a fundraiser, although I almost died twice. Maybe three times, I think. but that was fun. Yeah,
that's a long way to run.
It's a long way to run. Yeah, it's a long way to hang in there. Yes.
But listen, inspiring, because at that stage, I think you were probably in your mid 40s.
Yeah, I think when I ran my sub 7 hours, I was 48. Yes. So.
Sub 7 hours, though. Yeah. No.
But it also has that new Queen Gerda stain as well. So she's talking about the current names.
True story.
Yeah.
Very true story. So there's a taxi named after you, or taxis in South Africa. Uh-huh. There was also a song by Ben. Plus, he made a song called Zola, but I mean, come on now.
Yeah,
that is so,
come on.
what went through your mind when you heard the song?
Well, I think it's just such an honor. I mean, I don't have words to describe it.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
And you know what else is pretty cool? You could run with Zola by tomorrow. What a beautiful race. It's a short one. So
it's a 5K race. Yeah. The reason why we picked a 5K is I think in my lifetime when I was a junior runner, there weren't any opportunities for us to run on the road except for a 10K, and we were too young. So the 5K opens a lot of doors for youngsters who aren't in the system and can't run official cross country and official track, but to get a time and to be noted as a upcoming runner, I think that's the main reason for tomorrow, is so everybody can have an official time and you can compare and actually use it to open doors for you.
At the same time, it's also a beautiful way to explore our city of Pretoria. Yep. I think this run is going through the Groenkloof area, which is beautiful. It's from Harlequins. So it's a stunning, historic, old part of Pretoria.
Yeah.
And there's no better way of seeing a city or a landscape or something as when you run, right?
Definitely, yeah. And I think the online entry is closed today at noon.
Yes, so jy het tot 12 uur toe om in te skryf. En ek dink hy gaan sekerlik gepak wees en vol wees, want Zola Bud is daar.
Yeah.
And it's a 5K, definitely more accessible, through the streets of Pretoria from Harlequins. So if you want to enter, now's the time. You have until 12 o'clock.
Yeah, and get in early. There's always traffic around there. It's on that way to Loftus. Beautiful part of Pretoria.
And it's also a way for me to give back, because I grew up with so many legends like Zolile Yawa, Bethel Seribe, all those that are mostly forgotten in history, but they were brilliant runners at that time. So from next year on, to dedicate it to the legends of the past that really influenced my career.
That is so beautiful. That is so, so beautiful. What an absolute privilege and an honor. Zola, one last. There are so many messages for you this morning. Just love coming through.
I used to have a Zola Bud doll. She had yellow wool hair, a plastic face, and she had, like, I think, a red and white athletic suit on. I'm not sure if it was legit, but I called her Zola Bud.
Oh, baby.
Have you had a official Zola Bud? I mean, come on, there's a song, there's a taxi.
Yeah, the doll wasn't my idea. It was not legit. Yes.
Listen, bye-bye, dankie. So lekker om jou te ontmoet. Dankie dat jy saam met ons gekuier het. Alles van die beste môre. Lekker hardloop. And please come back again. I know you live in a beautiful part of our country, Estelles, but come visit us more here in Gauteng. It's such an honor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.